helped ducks cross the road.
When you don't have anything to do.
I don't have anything to do.
Mine is always like laundry, bins, but then I write down cabins.
Yeah.
Where some people don't do that.
You should be as detailed as possible if they want like a detailed description.
I don't even know who reads it.
Probably Mark.
Mark sits down.
Sits down, reads through. You didn't do anything today. We'll knock your hours down. I can picture.
No.
He wouldn't do that.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Maybe
he would. Who knows?
I don't know who reads them, though. But we have like a sheet of paper and it's got Saturday to whatever.
I made mine as theatrical as possible just in case somebody did actually read them.
There's a couple of the bartenders that do that.
That I just like make them funny, or I made them funny. Jim would read them.
I don't know who reads them. Somebody does. Maybe if there's a problem, they go back and look at them.
Yeah.
But anyway, when I wrote down when I sat down and I wrote four, I was like, oh. And then Greg texted me. He's like, weren't you out at 3 today? Yeah.
Negative goose.
Tomorrow, it's 3 p.m. is when I'm done with work.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. That's when I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And I was just like folding towels and stuff. Like I could have.
You could have left.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. I've been busy at work lately.
Yeah.
Well, because everybody wants freaking appraisals and.
I mean, that's like never going to not be busy.
It's never going to. Well, in the winter, they have like slow days.
When people don't want things appraised?
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't try and sell their house in...
In the winter. That's true. In the winter. Less people sell their house in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Oh, Baron.
He's such a little bean. Are we recording? Perfect. Okay. This one's going to be fun.
I haven't even opened my notes yet, so I'm going to try to
do it. Do you need a second to look at your notes? I find that I wrote them down twice. But I've seen, well, anyway, let's get this rolling.
You like flip a switch. You're jump like, hello. Right in.
My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to go swimming with Jaws. Oh, God. We're going to be discussing the 1975 thriller Jaws.
You know what's okay? This is like immediately getting into it. It's only PG?
I didn't know that.
I'm almost positive because they wanted to keep it a PG rating
so that everybody could see it and be terrified because to go swimming.
There was like forever. More graphic deaths in it and like more shark scenes, but they wanted to. I'm double checking that right now because now that I said that, I'm like, that sounds really weird. It should at least be PG-13.
When was the first time I watched it? When I was super little.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, probably, yeah. In our house.
Knowing mom and dad. So this film is directed by Steven Spielberg. The score is done by John Williams, who also did like Star Wars and just the list could go on,
I didn't do a lot of like the cast or anything on this one because I knew you were going to like go bonkers with it. And I was like, yeah, John Williams, Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Indiana Jones, all of Superman, the things. Harry Potter.
The first three Harry Potters and the first two Jurassic Parks.
He might be a little bit famous.
Yeah, a little bit. So this film is based on the novel by Peter Benchley. And Peter Benchley also makes a cameo as the interviewer on the beach, which I thought was really cool. So.
Yeah, I think it's cool when the authors get to be in it.
All right, so I'll run down the cast. I only did main cast. I didn't do, the side people. So I'm going to need help with this last name. It's Roy Scheider. Brody. Yeah, I know. I kept thinking Schneider, but it's not. Roy Scheider. There's no
it's
N.
Not Schneider?
No. I didn't think anyway. And then Robert Shaw as Quint.
Scheider?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And I feel like the easiest names I have a hell of a time doing, and I don't know why. It's just, I'm really bad at that. So, yeah, Robert Shaw as Quint. Richard Dreyfuss as Hooper. Lorraine Gary as Ellen, Chief Brody's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Murray Hamilton as Mayor Vaughn. And I did a couple honorable mentions.
It was PG.
Cool.
Okay.
Lee, let me see her last name here. Lee Fierro as Mrs. Kintner. Mm-hmm. I had to mention her. And then Susan Baclini as Chrissy, the first kill.
The first and scariest.
The first and scariest for sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm taking a drink, sorry.
I'll stop and I'll stare at you and there'll be like 5 seconds of silence.
Yeah.
Because we're good at that.
So this film takes place in Amity, Rhode Island, or Massachusetts. I want to say it's Rhode Island. We'll
good
say Rhode
job,
Island.
Right off the bat.
I know
what we're talking about.
And I've seen this. I was talking to Mike this afternoon and I said.
And it's not Amityville.
It's
Amity.
It's Amity.
Did you say Amityville?
Mm-mm. I said Amity.
I'm not listening.
That's okay. So I was telling Mike this afternoon, I have seen this movie 25 times at least. And I've seen a lot of horror movies. This is the scariest.
You think so?
100%. For
even
me,
though it's PG?
Even though it's PG, something about seeing that shark going sideways and eat a guy, it just... I went swimming in a lake last weekend, and I was scared.
Really?
Yeah.
I am not really scared of it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's suspense.
Yeah.
Like, and it's kind of like a thriller, and then like the first time you see the shark, it's a big deal. Bruce.
God.
Okay, so it starts out at a beach party at night.
Mm-hmm. Which I would love to have gone to a beach party like
but
this.
But it's like kind of night because I paid attention to it this time. They use filters to make it look like evening.
Yeah.
So in some scenes, it looks like it's midnight, and then other scenes it looks like, oh, maybe it's like 8:30.
Yeah, it's like dusk.
And then I also noticed, because they just filter it.
Yeah.
I also noticed that when Chrissy's in the water, you can see, like, the sun.
Yeah.
It's filtered. And then when they have the scenes of the guy on shore, there's clouds over it.
Yeah.
Which I... That's just me noticing weird things.
Yeah. So it starts off at a beach party and Chrissy and the one guy, I don't know his name, guy.
Drunk guy on beach
are making eyes at each other. Hey, what's up? Like that. So Chrissy is like running down the beach and the guy is following her and the guy's like, where are we going? And she's like, swimming.
Yeah.
Taking off all of her clothes. She's already in the water. The guy is super wasted and trying to take off his clothes. And Chrissy's having a good old time. Way out where the buoy is.
Yeah, that's pretty far.
That's pretty far. In the ocean. Like, you wouldn't think to think about... she's drunk and stoned, so...
That scene is terrifying.
Oh, my God. So, she's swimming around... And all of a sudden, something, like, tugs her.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? And just this look of sheer panic is on her face.
You'd think, though, from the size of Jaws, that it would just be, like, a chomp chomp. But instead, she gets, like, thrashed around a bunch.
He wants to, like, he's a teaser shark. He just, like...
I think it's a great white shark.
It is.
Okay.
But, like... I don't know if
he's like a cat.
Yeah, he likes to like toy with his prey and stuff, and you kind of get that idea like throughout.
Well,
the...
I think it's to make it scary.
Well,
and
yeah,
it's not just like
I don't think in real life it's like that.
No,
I don't know.
I think you just ate.
We live in Michigan, so which is smack dab Midwest.
Yeah.
We know nothing about sharks other than what we have seen on television and read in National Geographic.
I saw sharks snorkeling.
Ooh.
That kind of counts, right?
We saw nurse sharks,
mm-hmm.
which aren't aggressive towards humans normally.
Yeah, they're just big and cool looking. This shark's different. It eats people.
Yeah. It eats people. So she is getting thrashed around, and this scene was super terrifying.
Did you, like, look into that at all?
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, you can go. I'll let you do it.
Well, she's an actress slash stunt person. Mm-hmm. And they tied, like, big weights to her to, like, jerk her around in the water from shore.
Yeah, so they tied 300-pound weights on her. And then there were like two scuba divers underneath, yeah, and then one like on shore.
Yeah. So they were, and she didn't know like what direction it was going to be. And it took 3 days to film that. So she probably was in like a lot of pain.
No kidding.
And then to record the sound of her drowning, she tipped her head up and they just like poured water into her mouth.
I mean, that's an effective way to get to sound the sound like you're out there. So she's thrashing around, and then all of a sudden she goes under and there's nothing.
Yeah. And then the next scene is the next day. That's when you meet Sheriff Brody for the first time. Mm-hmm. And he wakes up and he's got this cute little beach house. And yeah. He's the chief of police in the town.
He's the new chief of police. He came from New York, like him and his family, mm-hmm, to kind of get away from like big city life.
And crime.
And crime and all that stuff.
So then he gets called in, you know, emergency.
A missing person.
Yeah. Talks to the guy that was that saw her last.
Yeah.
And then they find the body. Well, someone found the body and they go look at it. And it's covered with crabs.
It's covered in crabs. And how they filmed that scene, did you do?
No,
do
I didn't.
This one too? Okay. So originally they just had like a fake arm out of the sand. A
stunt arm.
Right. But they thought it didn't look realistic enough, so they buried one of the people that was helping on the film, like a woman, mm-hmm, in the sand and had her arm up, and they like painted her arm and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was a real arm.
I did not. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
It is cool. So freaking out, they take what remains of the woman into... Mm-hmm. The coroner's office, and so Brody is just like, oh my god, like what could have done this, whatever. And then the coroner calls him and you just see the typewriter going and it's like probable cause of death, shark attack.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It is cool. Like, I don't know. People don't do that and use typewriters anymore. Right.
So Brody then immediately is just like, oh my god, like we have to close the beaches, like there's a man-eating shark, like we need to do something.
Yeah, and he also like orders, well, he doesn't order, he asks his secretary or whatever to get a list of all the water activities because it's 4th of July.
Yeah.
And then that's when they find out that there's a Boy Scout swim happening.
God. Well, yeah, I mean, 4th of July, there's all sorts of stuff going on in this town. Tourists.
It's like it's the big opening weekend for the island, which I think is kind of strange too, because I feel like things kick off here.
Memorial Day.
Like even beach stuff, it seems like. And I mean, it's cold here.
Yeah.
But that's when like all the like downtown festivals and stuff start. Mm-hmm. I didn't say that. Don't come here.
Please don't come here.
Nothing ever happens in Marquette, and it's so ugly and boring.
It's awful. I hate it.
Okay, so Chief Brody, like, immediately rushes to this Boy Scout swim. So he's on the ferry.
He's ferry, yeah.
And when he's getting on the ferry, the mayor gets on the ferry with him and is like, hey, you can't cancel everything. Like, what are you doing?
He, like, goes on the ferry with, like, four or five other, like, councilmen.
Yeah.
And they're very intimidating.
They are.
They look like gangsters.
They, like...
run the town.
And then they tell him that, oh, you know, it was a boating accident. Just say it's a boating accident.
Yeah, and the coroner is there too because the mayor got the coroner in on it and the coroner was just like, yeah, yeah, it's a boating accident. It's probable. She swam out too far and got caught in a fishing net. It's fine.
Yeah.
Which was not what happened at all.
Well,
obviously,
I mean,
we know that.
So they try to convince him, like, oh, keep the beaches open. Which, did you know in 2010, there was a resort in Egypt that, like, this story happened to?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Like, there was a shark attack, and the resort was like, oh, it was nothing.
Whoops.
And stayed open. And then people, like, all these people got attacked by sharks. And then before they shut the resort, like, the last one was a, like, close-to-shore attack.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But it was the same thing. Like, oh, gotta stay open. You know, it's
no
big deal.
Tourists.
Like... Yeah. And they did basically the same as this movie. Except at the end, there wasn't, like...
A big dramatic
ending. The shark just, like, went away on its own.
Oh.
But, yeah.
That's gross.
That's super gross.
Blech.
Yeah. And then, so after that happens, they keep the beaches open, but no one really wants to go swimming.
Do you think that that would have happened? Do you think the mayor would be like, hey, like, let's keep this on the DL?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I do, too.
Because if they shut down the beaches, it's like...
their livelihood.
Yeah, it's shutting down mm-hmm. their whole economy.
Yeah, so there...
This seems familiar.
This seems quite familiar. So, yeah, everybody's on the beach because nobody knows about the shark attack. They just assume she was in a propeller or in a boating accident. So people are in the water, like, having a good old time.
Oh, yeah, it's the next... Okay.
It's the next one. And so Brody is there, and he's, like, wearing a t-shirt, and all these people are just like, oh, you don't go in the water much, do ya?
Yeah, they, like, give him a hard time. And then that's when, yeah, he's just sitting there, like, paranoid. And the little boy takes that raft out.
So Mrs. Kintner has a son named Alex Kintner, and... Alex comes up to his mom and is like, hey, mom, can I just go out for a little bit longer? And his mom's like, of course, like, make sure you have enough sunscreen on, whatever. So he goes out in this yellow raft, splashing all around, mm-hmm. having the best day of his life. Woo. And then he gets eaten by a shark. Like, and the original scene for this was way more graphic than
it
was in
a
the
lot
film.
Of it, yeah.
Yeah.
There's also when... Brody's son is in the pond.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big scene that they cut there too.
Yeah.
But I guess that's not in any of the deleted scenes on like the DVD or anything. I have the DVD and I didn't watch the deleted scenes before this.
Oh.
I know. I started to listen to the director's commentary.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
I feel like if you
I
watch
to go to bed.
Yeah. I feel like if you watch the deleted scenes, it kind of like muddles like the story that we're trying to do.
Well,
you know
one
I mean?
Thing that like saved this, or not saved this, but made it as famous as it was, is you didn't really see the shark until like almost an hour and a half in. Like you see the shark at the end. But there were all these other robot shark scenes,
mm-hmm.
and Steven Spielberg didn't like them. He thought the shark looked like corny,
a robot, yeah.
So they cut him out.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know
which
that.
Adds a lot to the suspense that you don't really see the shark like. Well.
You see during the Kintner incident, you see like a fin, like you can tell he's being eaten, but it's not anything.
But there's like blood everywhere.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and the dog goes missing too, which is sad.
Which is undetermined. He's an undetermined death because you don't know if he's actually missing. I like to think he just like ran off somewhere and didn't get eaten. Pipit.
That he maybe got distracted by like a little kid eating chips.
Maybe.
It's it's a lab.
Ice
so he
cream.
Can very easily be distracted by food.
Yeah.
But he was playing fetch.
Ugh, he probably died. The shark probably ate him.
It depends on the dog. Do they like snacks more or fetch more?
Mm.
Ruby, I think, likes fetch more than snacks.
Cooper likes snacks. Cooper, and he hates the water, so...
So he's safe from sharks.
He's safe one way or the other. So, this is a famous scene, too, when they do, like, the close-up of Chief Brody. when the screaming happens and everybody like runs off the beach. That was like
a camera style.
It's so cool. It's so good.
That they put in for like dramatic effect where the camera like focuses on something and then the background like zooms out.
It's so good.
Yeah, that is really good. And then I thought you were going to talk about when the deflated yellow raft like washes up with a big chomp mark out of it.
And so all of the people that were in the water come running out except little Alex Kintner.
Yeah.
And his mom is like screaming for him and is devastated, obviously, because she knows what happened. And then they still don't like close the beaches.
No. And when so then everybody like gathers. It's not City Hall, but it's like a public
building. It's like a council meeting place. Yeah.
Everybody gathers there and someone says it's the mother's word against the towns.
Right. Which
and I'm like
horrible.
It was a shark attack.
Everybody knows it was a shark attack. Like and I did like it. One of the guys in the front row makes a joke and one of the women who's like a shop owner is just like, I don't think that's funny. That's not funny.
Yeah.
So she like shuts it down.
But like then it's like a huge thing, you know, if they shut down the beaches, then it, I mean, it would like bankrupt a lot of these businesses that rely and on like tourism.
Brody wants the beaches shut down for like a few days. And then the mayor looks at him and is just like, only 24 hours, only a 24 hour and beach shutdown. And he's like, I
didn't say that.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like.
Everybody is still freaking out.
All worked up. And then
they talk about like a fishing bounty for people to go. I think go
it was
and,
like $3,000 was the bounty that they had, which was a, it's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money for,
And then Quint shows up. And he has like a sweet ass monologue and wants 10 grand to go kill the shark.
He, Robert Shaw in this did such a good job, but he was like a raging alcoholic throughout filming.
Yeah.
And was almost impossible to work with.
They had to redo scenes. I guess he gave Richard Dreyfuss like a super hard time. Like in private, they were fine. But when they were in front of the rest of the crew, he would like rip on them a ton.
Yeah.
And yeah, they had to reshoot like in the boat.
The Indianapolis scene.
When they talk about the Indianapolis, they had to redo that the next day because he got tanked and they couldn't use any of the footage.
Yeah. And at one point too, and like this is all just us like reading stuff on the internet. I mean, we weren't there, you know. But at one point Shaw was like, oh my God, like I have to stop drinking. And Dreyfuss went and like grabbed all of his booze and just like
he took the drink out of his hand.
Yeah.
And threw it into the water.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, you're done drinking? Okay, perfect. Fine.
Yeah, so
I think somebody did that to me when I was talking about, like, quitting smoking once.
I believe it.
I was, like, having a cigarette. Like, I need to quit. And I feel like, I wish I could remember who. Somebody took the cigarette out of my hand and, like, threw it. I thought you're done.
That's the first step.
There you go. You're done. If it was only that easy.
All right. No kidding. So, Quint, Robert Shaw, is sitting there in the back of the room and he just drags his nails on the chalkboard and everybody's like, oh my God, like who's this dude?
Did you see what was on the chalkboard?
It was like a boy, a stick figure boy being attacked by a shark.
Yeah, it was like a big shark's jaws. What a
dick move.
And like a little person getting eaten.
Ugh. And so Quint has this great monologue and he says, if you want that shark killed, I want 10 grand.
Yeah.
And I want to use only my boat, my people, like, whatever.
And they don't really, like, they kind of consider him.
But it's 10 grand, you know? Like, that's a shit ton of money.
So after the monologue, then they're Chief Brody and his wife are arguing over Michael because they got Michael this little teeny little boat.
Dingy boat.
Well, it's like a little sailboat, isn't it?
It's a little sailboat, yeah.
Yeah. So they gave him a little sailboat for his birthday. Mm-hmm. They're at home. He's like sitting in it, like next to the dock.
Yeah.
And Brody's like reading all these books about shark attacks. They have like pretty gruesome photos and like.
Of course you would.
Yeah, because that makes it better.
Yeah.
And she, like, his wife, like, glances over at one of the books and sees one of the pictures and immediately gets the kid out of the water.
Yeah, because originally Ellen, yeah.
Yes, Ellen.
Ellen. She's like, no, he's not in the water. He's on a boat.
It's almost his birthday. It's his birthday present. He's not swimming.
And then she sees a picture of a shark, like, biting the hull of this little boat. And she's just like, Michael, get out of the water. You heard your father.
And then that is when Hooper.
Do you have, like, a play-by-play?
I do, because perfect. I love it. Otherwise, I'm like, what happened? Did that happen?
That's why I can rely on you. Because, like, I know the overall movie and stuff, but it helps if you have, like, a play-by-play.
Yeah. Oh, well, Hooper shows up. You don't know who he is because there's all these, like, vigilante bounty hunters.
Oh, my God. It's, like, a nut
rushing
show.
Rushing in the water.
A nut show. I think I've said that
it's
before.
It's a nut show.
It's a nut show.
There's all these guys, and they're in all size boats, and they have shotguns and dynamite and spear
guns. They have
guns.
Chum, like buckets of chum, and all
and
sorts
they all
of stuff
go
going
together.
On.
It kind of reminded me in Dawn of the Dead when you see like all of the hunters,
all
out,
of like the rednecks, like shooting,
doing
all.
Like a sweep across this like wooded area and just like shooting
100%. And so Hooper shows up. And he's from the Oceanic, whatever, Institute.
He's, like, smart about the ocean.
He's a sharkologist. He knows sharks. But
the Oceanic Society.
Thank you.
Or Oceanic Institute.
I think it's Institute.
I just like saying Oceanic.
I can't even say it, so.
That's why.
So, yeah, Hooper shows up, and he's talking to Brody and stuff, and they pull out, like, a huge tiger shark.
No, first, Hooper wants to see Chrissy's body.
Oh, shit. Yes. Rewind. Bloop,
bloop, bloop, and bloop. He sees the body. And he's, like, examining it, you know.
Well, what's left of the body? It's, like, a torso and an arm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He says that it's no boat accident. And I don't know. He keeps saying squalus.
Squalus.
Yeah. He says squalus, like, a lot. And yeah. I just think that's a fun word to say.
I just really like it when he, like, washes his face and he's, like, wash. That's no boating accident.
Yeah. He's such a good actor.
Mm-hmm. I like him a lot.
Yeah, so the vigilantes kill a shark.
The vigilantes.
The vigilantes. The bounty hunters.
Yeah.
They kill, I guess they're not vigilantes. Well, kind of. Anyway, they catch a pretty big shark, but Hooper looks at it for like 1 second and he's like, that's not big enough to do the damage that's
like
done.
Measuring the
bite
radius and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
And this is real sad. They caught and killed that shark like for this film.
Yeah.
Which is real sad. The only like joy I get is that it was rotting when all the people were like being filmed around it.
Yeah, because didn't they ship it from Florida?
They shipped it from Florida because off the coast, where did they film this?
Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, off the coast of Martha's Vineyard, they couldn't find sharks big enough.
Yeah.
So they got one in Florida, and they packed it in ice and, like, flew it on its own plane to be in this.
Yay.
And then rotting.
Because all of the organs and stuff had detached and were, like, resting against its throat. And so I guess it was, like, awful to smell.
Good.
Good.
I'm glad.
I know.
Because they could have made a fake one, I think.
Do you think back then they could have made a fake shark that looked, like, realistic?
They made a fucking...
Well, yeah, but...
They made 3 robot sharks for this that looked pretty real.
Yeah, 250,000 a piece.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So...
That's true.
They had the shark caught. They flew it. I feel like for that amount of money, they could have just made a fake shark.
Yeah.
I like sharks, by the way, in case people didn't know.
I like them too, but from a distance.
Well, yeah, just stay out of the ocean.
I don't want to be around them.
Well, no.
Ugh.
I mean, I don't want to be around a great white that could eat me. What about little sharks? What about little, like, touch pool sharks?
I don't like touch pools.
Really?
I'm not a fan of touch pools at all. I watched a thing on Netflix. Maybe it wasn't Netflix.
Is it like animal abuse?
Yeah.
Because people are like poking at them and
because people are like constantly like rubbing their backs. And if you notice like stingrays and stuff that are in touch pools, they have like raw spots on the back of their backs from people touching them.
That's sad. The only time I've been in one is at the Toledo Zoo. So hopefully they're like taking better care
of them. I think at a zoo, it might be different, but if you go like the one in Minnesota at the Mall of America, they're in like a circle and they just like continuously go around a circle and people have their stupid little kids touching
them.
See,
the one at the Toledo Zoo is like 10 times bigger than this table. And you had to like wait in line and then you only had like a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't touch anything, you're just out of the line.
Like, I don't mind stuff like that. And I think zoos were like off, but whatever. And I think some zoos do a really great job with conservation efforts and stuff. So
Greg's grown niece, Caitlin,
mm-hmm.
we went for her, I want to say her college graduation. Okay. Down to Toledo. We went to the zoo and, you know, she's an adult. We were in the line of the touch pool and there's all these little kids behind us.
Get the fuck out of the way, kids.
She goes, so we had to wait in line and then you basically did a lap around the edge of the pool and mm-hmm. then you were out of the line.
Yeah.
So that's how long you had to like touch something. And she was holding up the whole line. She's like, I'm not getting out of this line until I touch something.
No. I like, you're there. You paid an entry fee. That's how I feel about like going to Disney and stuff as an adult. No, yeah. I paid my fee. I'm going to sit and wave to Tinkerbell. Fuck
for
these
kids.
For as long
as I want.
Yeah. I don't care.
Fuck you kids. I'm waving at Tinkerbell first.
I have loved Tinkerbell since I was 5 years old. That's 30 years ago, man.
You're like bumping kids out of the way. No, take a picture with me first.
Me first.
You snooze, you lose, kids. Okay.
Okay, yeah, so
I think...
Kill the tiger shark.
They kill the shark for the film, which mm-hmm. is a big bummer. Hooper, he questions it. He says that the likelihood is 100 to 1.
Well, he knows that shark isn't the shark that...
Yeah. So while all this like craziness is going on, because everybody has to have their picture taken with the shark,
yeah,
the man-eater shark, Brody gets confronted by Alex's mom.
Ugh. Mrs. Kintner comes over and she's wearing all black and Brody is there. Hooper is like behind him and the mayor is right there too.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mrs.
The whole gang.
The whole gang. And so Kintner comes over and she's just like, Chief Brody, I heard that you knew about the shark attack. Mm-hmm. And she's like, how dare you? And then like she slaps him right in the face, which is absolutely warranted.
Did you know that those were real slaps?
No.
She wasn't an actress like when she got this role.
Oh my God, that's
and
awesome.
She didn't know how to fake slap. So she real slapped him 17 times.
Wow.
Yeah. One time, okay, this is like, you know, speculation because I read it on the internet.
Yeah.
But one time she slapped his glasses off his face.
Good for her.
Well, I mean.
What are you going to, I mean.
Not good for the actor.
No. But like, wow.
It kind of reminded me of in Titanic when Rose spits in his face.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually spitting in his face.
Wasn't it like egg whites? It was like a mixture of egg whites.
I don't know.
And stuff.
Well, she ran out of real spit.
Yeah.
So she had to. They had to give her like fake spit.
Ugh.
Like, oh yeah, I spit in Leonardo DiCaprio's face 25 times. Oh, it wasn't
Billy
Leonardo.
Zane.
Billy Zane. Yeah.
I'm a big Titanic buff. Love that movie.
I knew who it was, and then I just
blew it up. Which Mrs. Kintner too, like later on, like 20 or 30 years. From then, she was eating at a restaurant in like Massachusetts or like out east, And
I thought it was in Martha's Vineyard.
Was it?
Like, it was around where it was filmed. Cool.
And so she noticed on the menu that there was the Alex Kintner sandwich. And so then she was like, oh my God, like, I played Mrs. Kintner, like, blah, blah, blah. And then the boy that played Alex was like...
The owner of the restaurant.
The owner of the restaurant.
Yeah.
So he came over and they reunited after so many years.
It was
years.
Like 30-some years later.
How crazy.
That is really random.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that she would tell the waiter that. Like, oh, I played his mom.
Ha ha.
Like, just kind of, yeah, a fun fact.
Yeah. I thought it was cool.
There's something else I was going to say about that, too. But it's gone now.
It's gone now.
Yay for a bad memory.
Yeah. And during this time, too, while they're, like, looking at the tiger shark and everything, they're taking pictures and everything.
Everybody gets quiet.
Quint, like, drives by in his boat and is just laughing because Quint knows that that's not the shark
either.
Oh, yeah,
he knows.
He's like, no, that's not
even. He's
like
a crazy shark hunter.
He is, too.
Oh, what I was going to say is, so if they knew about Chrissy, if everyone knew in town about a shark attack, do you think that would have kept everyone out of the water? Like, do you think Miss Kintner would have kept her son out of the water
if they knew?
If she heard that there was a shark attack?
I think she would have.
Because that's like, oh, there was a shark attack, whatever, people would still be swimming.
The way she reacted to knowing that there was a shark attack and stuff prior to Alex being eaten, I think she would have kept him out of the water.
That's true, because she was kind of like protective over him. Because I was like, Lake Superior is super dangerous. Mm-hmm. There's certain areas up here where people regularly drown swimming.
Yeah.
Like every year. And then people know this and continue swimming there.
Yeah.
So it's kind
of
like...
I think there would be a lot of people that would just say, fuck it, and
keep swimming. Yeah, that's what I think, too. So this is when... So that evening, Chief Brody.
Well,
yeah.
Martin.
He's super depressed at dinner, doesn't want to eat his food. He kind of has like a cute moment with his younger son. And that's when Hooper shows up. And you think it's going to be this like serious thing.
And not at all.
And Hooper goes, how was your day? And like takes his plate of food and starts eating it.
And has like
two bottles of wine. And then it kind of like immediately lightens the mood.
Yeah.
For him to just act like, oh, how was your day today? And then they all crack up like, today was obviously shit. But like,
alcohol.
And then I thought it was funny that Brody, he opens the one bottle of wine and he pours his wife
an appropriate amount of wine.
Mm-hmm. And then he has a pint glass and he's just like,
that's like, is quarter filled with like ice and iced tea or something, whatever. And he just like dumps the wine.
He's like, don't care. Bad day. So after they drink all this wine, they get the idea to go cut open the shark.
Which, why not? Because they need to know if that was the shark.
Yeah. And obviously it wasn't.
Yeah.
There's no people pieces in there.
No.
Ooh. And then they decide to go out. Is it the same night that they're like, let's go out on the boat?
It's the same night because they're both like drunk. And Hooper is like manning his boat and just like downing pretzels. And he's like, oh, you want a pretzel?
Yeah. Like, and Brody is afraid of boats.
He's terrified of drowning.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't like the water.
So he's like loaded so that he can get on this boat. And then that's when you find out that Hooper has family money.
Yeah. So I forgot, and I should have written it down, but there's a perfect one-liner where they're, like, up at the steering wheel and stuff, and the, like, Brody is just like, oh, like, did the Institute pay for this money? And he's just like, no, I'm rich. He says something to that effect.
He bought it all himself.
Yeah.
Because he's super into it. They, while they're out and about, they find a fishing boat.
Ben Gardner's fishing boat, who's a local fisherman.
Yes. Who played
him? I didn't write Ben Gardner down.
No, it's like, somebody, it was like Peter Benchley or someone plays him.
Peter Benchley plays the interviewer.
then it's somebody else. It's like someone
involved in the
involved
film.
Involved in it.
Okay.
Plays him. And, well,
I mean, you see him, played him.
You see him earlier for like a few minutes at like town hall or one of the things. But yeah, so there's this boat. It's all like beat up.
It's
and
all
sinking.
Beat up, and it looks like it had been out there for like a day or two at least.
Yeah, and this was like a pretty decent jump scare.
So Hooper is just like, yeah, I'm going in the water. And Brody is like, what the fuck
Here's
is wrong with you?
Wreckage of a boat that was probably attacked by a shark. Yeah. I'll put on my stuff and snorkel down
I'll
there.
I'll be back in 2 minutes. It'll be fine. So he does that and he pulls out a shark tooth that is ginormous. It looks like
it's like the palm of my hand.
Yeah. And so then he's like shining the light in the hall and stuff. And then Ben Gardner's severed head like floats by.
Yeah.
Freaks him out. He drops his flashlight and then he drops the tooth.
Yes.
And then they like go back to shore. Terrified.
Did you know they film that in a pool?
No.
Yeah, they film that in a pool, and to make it look more like oceany, they dumped a gallon of milk in it.
Random.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
To me, because I guess they shot some of those scenes in like the actual ocean and it didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just didn't look right.
I wouldn't want to go in the ocean.
At night with a flashlight?
God, no. Nope. So they go back and then they're talking to the mayor on the beach. Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're talking to the mayor.
Oh, yeah.
On the beach.
Sorry, you're talking to me and I was reading.
That's okay. And so Hooper's just like, yeah, I dug out this tooth or whatever. And the mayor was just like, well, do you have the tooth? Did you see the tooth, Brody? If there's no tooth, there's no shark. And it was like kind of a conversation like that.
Oh, they're talking about this in front of the Amity sign because the Amity sign was vandalized.
Yeah. And so Mayor Vaughn is like, why don't you go after the vigilantes. I'm just going to use that word now. The vandals that did this.
I wrote this down and it's really random. So if you only saw like bits of this, it would look like docks and barrels were attacking people.
That's true. Yeah. If you didn't see the shark, well, yeah, because...
Like, if you just turned it on, you'd be like, why is that doc chasing after that guy?
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Yeah, so the beaches are open for the 4th of July.
Now I'm just picturing, okay. Ugh, get it together.
You're like canoeing down Dead River.
A barrel.
Kayaking. All of a sudden, a barrel starts chasing
what?
You.
What?
Sorry.
God.
So the beaches are open for the 4th and no one wants to get in the water. And
no.
The mayor is like walking around the beach going from person to person.
In a suit.
He's
the mayor, I
being
guess.
Like, why don't
70s.
You get in the water? Why don't you go for a swim?
And they're like, oh, I just put on sunscreen. I need to let it dry.
they're making up these excuses. So then slowly but surely, everybody starts getting into the water, even though there's like two pretty much confirmed shark attacks.
Yeah.
Everybody gets in the water. Brody tells his son.
I think it's Michael because he has two sons.
Michael.
He has like the little one.
Mike is like the.
Like my kid's age.
Yeah. Like 10, 11.
Yeah.
And then he's got like a little guy too.
Yep.
But Mike or Chief Brody has Michael put his boat in like the pond.
In the pond area, which is like an estuary. And I took like these classes in high in college and estuary, I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So they call it the old lady pond because that's where like the adult women hang out. Not on the beach with like.
No.
Yeah. So he does it, which I thought was cool. Like Mike and all his little buddies take the boat and they put it in.
And at this point, too, they have the beach kind of like fenced off, like the swimming area kind of fenced off more so than normal. Hooper's out there with a ton of like shark spotters. They have a helicopter
like going over.
Yeah.
And I like how the mayor is just like annoyed by all this.
Yeah, he just thinks it's all annoying and we need to move on with our lives.
Which is depressing.
Yeah.
And then guess what happens?
shark!
Sharks show up.
Yeah. The shark. There's a scene where somebody has like a toy, like a cardboard shark cutout.
Yeah.
It's two asshole kids. And they're, because kids do that. And they're swimming through all the people. There's mass panic. It's mass hysteria.
It starts like a stampede of everyone, like, and people are getting trampled.
Yeah, people are getting trampled.
Running out of the water.
And then there is the scene where Hooper and like the guys with the shark.
The shark hunters?
The shark shooters. Like, are pulling up these kids. And they're like, yeah, Brody, it was just a couple kids. While this is happening, the actual shark is going into the pond.
Yeah.
And there's this woman there, or this, like, teenage girl there, who's painting. And she's just like, shark! There's a shark! And no one's really listening.
And no one's paying attention because there's all this drama going
on with
the
kids. Boy Who Cried Wolf. Like,
exactly.
But Brody, like, meanders over and is just like, okay, what's going on? And then shit hits the fan.
Oh, yeah. They do, like, a couple cool, like, camera angles here that I liked a lot.
Oh, this is... Oh, God, it's the worst.
Yeah. So the shark is, like, going for Michael. And then... He goes after another guy. The shark...
A guy in like a smaller, like, I don't, like, paddleboard boat or something.
So Michael's like right there and the shark is like headed their way and there's this guy kind of in between them.
Yeah.
And he gets eaten.
And it's a gross scene.
Blood everywhere. You see a severed leg sink into the water.
You see a severed leg sink and you see a Bruce coming in sideways, like, underneath.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. It's just I'm having flashbacks and it scares me.
Of when you were attacked by a shark?
No, but... Oh, God. And so...
We're calling him Bruce because that is what they named him on the set.
Yeah.
Just so...
Bruce the shark.
So everyone knows. We didn't just decide his name was Bruce.
My name's Bruce. Like in Finding Nemo.
Uh-huh.
Mike
I never made that connection.
Laughing at my accent.
It was so good. You could be like an actress.
So anyway, Michael, they pull Michael out of the water and he has shock. He spends the night in the hospital, which they're lucky they got him out of the water in time.
Because I think, he was in shock. He would have just stood there. He wouldn't have even tried to get out of the water.
Yeah. I mean, he did see a guy get horrifically attacked by a shark.
Yes. Is it the mayor shows up at the hospital,
the
right?
The mayor shows up at the hospital and Brody like takes him, like drags him aside and is just like, okay, we need to do something. And the mayor is just like, you know, my kids were in the water.
Oh, now it's a big deal because it's your kids. When it's other people's kids, nobody cares. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
But when the mayor's kids are in the water, it's a big deal.
Yes.
Stupid.
So that's when they decide to hire Quint.
Yes.
And so Hooper, Hooper and Brody go and talk to Quint, and Quint is like listing off all of these demands that he wants and stuff. And they walk into his like beachside or dockside shanty, and it's just like shark
jaws.
Yes,
everywhere,
all over the walls. He's like boiling them and like doing all this stuff. And there are a couple other people that are helping
them,
him.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They're like.
To tourists.
I mean, you can still buy them.
I could picture Quint for sure, like sweet talking a tourist.
Do you think he stands there and sells them to tourists? Or do you think he sells them to a shop?
He probably sells them to a shop.
Like he's probably got like a couple hookups that he like sells them to. Then there's those random guys that are fishing.
Yeah, there are a couple guys. That happens a little bit before this, but there are a couple guys that take one of the guy's wife's holiday roasts and throws it out in the water, and that's when the dock gets pulled in, which is kind of a scary scene.
I might be skipping ahead a little bit.
That's okay.
Did I just leave that out?
We didn't talk about it, but it happens in between shark attacks.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because I'm like, I don't know if I even wrote that down. And I thought it was so funny.
Yeah, because they're just two, like, old fishermen.
This was when we just totally skipped that. That was, like, before all the bounty hunters show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's two old guys. They take a holiday roast.
Hilarious.
They put it on this giant hook on a chain and tie it to the dock. And then the shark rips the whole end of the dock off. One guy falls in. It's this very dramatic, like, exit. Yeah. But, yeah. Sorry.
I feel like if you're listening to this and haven't seen Jaws, what are you doing with your life? This is, like, one movie, though, that I think is super iconic. It's like Halloween or Friday the 13th or something like that.
Lots of people have not seen these, though.
Really?
Yeah, like, I can't remember who I was talking to, but I said something about, like, Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And they're like, is that the hockey mask one?
Oh. Yeah.
There's people that just, they're not into it. They have no idea. True. I have a feeling, though, if you're listening to this podcast, then you've probably seen Jaws.
I would hope so. And if you haven't, I'm really sorry that I just kind of made fun of you, but.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Yeah, so they, I don't know where I even am. I wrote chum markers foreshadowing air tanks. Quint Sully.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they get ready, and Quint, Hooper, and Brody are setting sail in the Orca, which is Quint's boat. They're pulling on all their stuff. Like, Hooper has all of his super expensive gear, and Quint's just, like, laughing at all this stuff. He's just like, whatever. That can't save you from a shark. Like,
he's got a very cocky attitude. What's weird, they're, like, both super into sharks, just opposite ends of the spectrum.
There's the super rich guy that, like, went to university and, like, all this stuff. And then there's the old fisherman.
Practical fisherman. Yeah. So they both have the same goal. They're just, like...
And the same respect for sharks, too.
Yes.
Big time.
Just opposite sides of it.
Yeah.
Which I kind of liked. I thought that was interesting. Yeah.
And then there's Brody that's just like, I don't even want to be out here, but I'm doing it.
Well, I noticed this. This is kind of like jumping ahead a little bit. They end up like shooting the shark. With a barrel with a tracking device on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they shoot him with like three barrels.
Three or four. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So is that when you first... No. I was like, is that when you first see him?
You see him... When you first see him is in the pond. Like sideways. When he's coming in sideways to attack. It's not like the full...
What scene is it where... Brody's in the boat and they're talking.
It's coming up.
And then you see...
Yeah.
The shark behind
him. He's chumming. And he's just like, yeah, I'll fucking chum, whatever. And he's given a lot of attitude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up.
Yeah, so they kind of argue about it. The barrels, like, take off. They don't know what's happening.
Yeah. You're skipping ahead here.
I'm not skipping ahead.
Okay.
Okay, you go. Go. Straighten me out.
So they get into the boat.
They get into the boat.
Right. And so it's like at least 10 to 15 minutes while they're on the boat, like, doing shit before they do a barrel, I thought. Maybe not. Maybe I'm just being stupid.
Yeah. Well, they are arguing. They're just all on the boat arguing. And Brody has this bad job of chumming.
Yeah.
And I chum some of this shit shark. he's just like all crabby.
He's like, what the hell?
It stinks.
Because Quint,
I wouldn't want to do it either.
Quint is like, Hooper drives the boat, you chum. Like, they're the two jobs.
And then Quint is just like captain of the ship.
He's
just
captain. Like, relaxing. He doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Well, he does. And I thought this was a really cool scene, like, during their time on the boat. Like, he has bait on a hook, like a huge fishing pole and stuff off the back of his boat. And it, like, gets taut.
This is why I wrote that down.
Yeah.
Because they catch a shark with a fishing pole.
Yeah.
And it's one of the big, like, deep sea ones. The, it's got, like, the shoulder harness and, like, the cable on it.
And he's, like, slowly putting on everything, like, very quietly, while, like, while Brody is just, like, bullshitting with him, like, blah, 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 like, not paying attention.
What I'm saying is they're fishing for this shark.
With a fishing pole.
The shark that pulled the whole dock down.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, strapped into this.
I wonder what pound that line is, because it would have to be, like...
Oh, who knows? Who knows? So, yeah, that happened. And then that's when they were arguing. And
that's when they were arguing. Yeah.
So, and that's when, like, one of the most famous lines in all film shows up.
Yeah. Brody, Chumming, Bruce comes out of the water and then, like, goes back into the water. And this is the first time Brody sees him, and he gets up, like, super quick, and he has a cigarette in his mouth, and he's walking back into the captain. I don't know ship
terms. The cabin.
Yeah, the cabin, backwards, and he's just like, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Did you know that that was, like, not an actual line?
Yeah, I told Mike that, and Mike thought it was really cool.
I thought that was interesting, too, because it's so iconic that you would think that it was, it's like, definitely...
one of the most famous lines in movie history, debatable, but...
No, I mean, I can get behind that. So, that's when... Hooper sees him.
Yep.
And it's like... Or Quint, they all decide, big-ass shark.
Yeah.
25 feet.
Bigger than they thought it was, like, huge.
So then all this drama's going on. They're, like, shooting at it. They're trying to get the barrels on it. And in the meantime, Quint takes a radio call from Brody's wife, and he's like, everything's fine.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Everything's great. How are you? It's like the Star Wars scene.
Yeah. Oh, we're fine. It's good.
Everything's great.
So then that's when, like, the whole, they shoot him with the barrels.
Yeah.
They go under the boat. It's, like, this big dramatic
and
scene.
And Quint doesn't understand. He's like, I've never seen a shark take down three barrels. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And then it dies. Beast.
And then that night, they're all drunk, and they're showing each other their
scars.
Injuries.
Yep.
And do you think Brody's was, like, he was shot?
I think so. That might have been a reason, like, why he
moved
to the island.
Hooper and Quint are showing each other, like, I got bit by a such and such shark. I got bit by an eel.
Pressure shark, like, all this
And they're, like,
stuff.
Showing off all their scars. They're all drunk. And, like, Brody's kind of to the side, and he, like, lifts up his shirt and looks at a scar and then just, like, puts his shirt down.
Yeah.
So it was probably something that happened, like.
Yeah. In New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing. I really like that scene too, because Hooper leans over and he points to his heart.
No, when he pulls his shirt down, he goes, you see that? And Brody goes, you're wearing a sweater? Hairy chest.
God.
You can tell the actual joke though.
And he's just like, this one's from so and so, she broke my heart. Because they're all wasted. Like,
yeah,
they're all super
drunk.
They're
all, like, wasted having fun. And then that's when, like, another classic film thing comes up when Quint is talking about the Indianapolis, USS Indianapolis.
Yeah, so Quint has a tattoo that's, like, being removed. Like, he got it removed. And Hooper leans over and is just like, why'd you get the tattoo removed? Did it say, I love mom or something stupid?
Yeah.
And Quint's just like, no, it was the USS Indianapolis.
And they all, like, go silent. Mm-hmm. Do you want to explain that?
Oh, God, yes, I do.
Okay.
So Quint goes into vivid detail about what happened on the Indianapolis. And this is, like, for the most part, pretty accurate description of what happened with the Indianapolis. During World War II, the Indianapolis was the ship that carried over the atomic bomb to Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a top secret mission. No one really knew about it. And so on the way back, they were hit with a Japanese submarine. And the ship went down in, like, record time. It was like 15 minutes or something crazy.
And since it was a top secret mission, no one knew they were there.
They didn't have a report back date for another week.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these men circled around each other, and there were, like, 1,300 men or 1,200, whatever.
Yeah. Survivors.
Yeah. And by the time they got everyone out, there were only 200 or 300.
Yeah, sharks ate everybody up.
Yeah. And he goes in to vivid detail. You can, I'm not going to like retell it because I could never do it the way he does it.
No. If you've never seen Jaws, you should just Google this little bit and it would make you want to watch Jaws.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's scary. Terrifying. He talks about how, you know, like a friend of his would be bobbing up and down next to him.
He thought his friend was asleep and he was missing like his whole lower half.
Yeah.
Like it was just gruesome.
And
I did. How old do you think he's supposed to be in this?
In his 50s?
Because I like did the math on
probably.
It. Because if he was... Because he said like 33, I can't remember what he said. It happened in 1945.
Yep.
And
45, 55, 65, 75. So that's 30 years. I imagine he was probably 20 when that happened.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Because I was trying to do the math to like figure out how old he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because that's the random shit that I think of when I'm watching stuff. Like, oh, how old would he have been?
He ends the scene with saying like, I'll tell you one thing. Never putting on a life jacket again, because it's
and
like
he doesn't.
And he doesn't.
So they're like singing. Everyone's having a good time. They like get back to the drinking after this like scary story. And then you see one of the barrels pop up with like the blinking tracker on it.
And it doesn't Bruce like ram the ship too.
Yes.
Yep.
I feel like Bruce was like, Bruce.
That's okay.
Bruce was luring them like close to the edge of the ship. Like, because they're all like leaning over looking and then he rams it and they're like practically flying off.
Yeah.
I thought that whole thing was like really piratey because then they're like chasing the shark down.
Yeah.
And then they tie. Go ahead. They tie something down to, like, the barrels. The barrels are, like, roped down to, like, the cleats or, like, where you
wrap
rope around.
So they try to wrap. They're trying to pull the barrels in to wrap them around the back of the ship to pull the shark into shore more so they can kill it.
And you know the shark is just going to rip them right off. I thought that was, like, big flaw from Quint. Because he should know better.
He knows how big the shark is. Yeah.
Like strapping them down to something that's just bolted to your ship. Yeah. It's not part of your, you know, it's not like the main part of your ship. It's just like what you would like tie them up to the dock with. I'm a boat person.
We're boat people. Port side. Starboard.
Oh my God. The boat ends up being towed, so they have to cut the lines.
Yeah,
because
the shark's essentially like taking them farther out to sea.
Yeah. So then they're trying to draw Bruce into shore, and Quint is just like fucking balls out, ruining
done with
his
this.
Ship.
He's like, "Fuck you, shark! We're all going down. If this is how this is going to happen." Yeah.
So he's just like. You know, the ship had, like, taken on water.
Yeah.
There's salt water in, like, the little engine room.
Yeah.
It was, like, a big drama. And he's like, fuck it. There's, like, black smoke billowing out of
Hooper,
everywhere.
At this point, too, is just like, maybe I can drug the shark. Because they have a ton of... Hooper brought a ton of... what am I thinking of?
Was it strychnine?
Maybe.
Yeah. Because I didn't know how you spelled strychnine. And then I was reading about it, I'm like, oh, that's how you spell that.
What the hell?
I'm glad that I'm not in spelling bees because that one would have got me.
I'm glad I'm not in a lot of things when we started this podcast because holy shit. No. Mameology.
Oh, yeah.
Hooper is telling Brody and Quint like, hey, if I could shoot this drugs in his mouth, he'll be dead. You know,
yeah, because you can't just like inject him through his skin's gonna be too thick, so he's got to try to get it in his mouth, which is
so
ridiculous.
They put together the shark cage. He goes under.
It's like an armor montage.
Yeah, it is,
where he's like getting ready to go. And Quint has like, he's bananas at this point.
He's just losing it.
Yeah, which I thought he was like super eccentric to begin with, and then when you hear the Indianapolis story, you're like, okay, that's why.
That makes total sense.
That's what therapy is for.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of it.
Therapy wasn't really a thing, though, in the 70s.
No, people not at all.
People didn't talk about their trauma.
No, you smoked cigarettes and drank a lot.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, people still do now.
People still do that.
So Hooper goes down in the cage and is trying to drug the shark, and Bruce attacks the cage. Mm-hmm. Did you look into that at all?
I didn't.
I did then.
Oh,
it'll be
good.
A surprise.
Yes.
That is actual footage.
No.
From a shark diver in Australia. Yeah, so they dropped down two cages. One was filming, the other one was like doing the scene. And it was actually a shark attacking the cage. And they got the person to freedom because Hooper was supposed to die.
He dies in the book.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. he was supposed to die in that scene.
Yeah.
But Steven Spielberg liked the footage so much of the cage getting attacked and the diver like getting
escaping
that he rewrote the end. So yeah. that Hooper would live.
Yeah. In the book, Hooper and Ellen, like, have a thing.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot more, like, subplots in the book, obviously, because it's a book.
Yeah.
But Hooper and Ellen, like, meet up at a hotel a few times and, like...
There's a lot of mm-hmm. films like that, though. Like, I always thought that about Cujo.
Yeah.
Like, in Cujo, there's this whole other line where she's, like, having an affair.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, Hooper dies in the film, and the only one that lives is Brody.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's when Bruce is like fed up with them, and he like jumps on the boat.
He's like, "Fuck you guys! I'm gonna eat you, and then I'm gonna eat you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna find your little diver friend.
I'm
yeah,
gonna eat him. Fuck you guys." You shot me full of darts. I couldn't swim yeah. very well last
night. He jumps on the back of the boat or like.
Well, the boat had already, it had blown
it's,
up.
It's and been it was sinking like for quite some sink. Time.
So then Bruce jumps on the boat and like eats Quint pretty gruesomely.
Yeah. Quint like falls into his mouth yeah. essentially.
He falls.
Yeah.
He
slides into his mouth, and while he's being eaten, he's like stabbing the shark with a machete.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, Quint, you freaking go down, buddy.
Yeah, that was pretty.
It was pretty rough.
Rough.
And then Bruce goes back in the water for a hot minute.
Yeah.
And then the ship sinks a little bit more, and then he comes back onto the ship, and his teeth are just like filled
all gory
with flesh,
filled with Quint.
Yeah, and Brody. Terrified, obviously. He's in the cabin. He comes out of the cabin. Bruce is still kind of like attacking the ship. Brody climbs up on the mast, mm-hmm. which is like almost to the water at this point. Bruce has a diving tank in his mouth that he's had in his mouth for a little bit. Like Brody like shoved it
Brody,
in there.
Brody threw it at him.
And then he ate it.
And
was
he like
trying
got
to eat
it stuck in his mouth.
Yeah.
So then you can tell the end. Or the next part.
Oh, okay.
Because I can see you over yeah. there all fired up.
I'm fired up. So then Brody has like a gun and he has like a flare gun and all this stuff on his back. And he's up in the crow's nest.
From the montage.
From the montage. And he shoots at the shark and he shoots like three times. And it's just like shooting at the shark. And then finally he nails it and the shark explodes. Nails the tank.
He shoots the tank.
Yeah.
He doesn't, like, just shoot the shark with a flare gun and it explodes.
No, that's not how that
you're
works.
You're telling this poorly.
I know, but it's because it's so good.
You're so feisty.
It's so good.
He shoots the tank explodes, shark everywhere. Now, there'd be more sharks from that.
There would be way more sharks than that.
Like
he would have to, like, hustle into shore.
I mean, they do. So then Hooper just, like, pops up.
He's like, oh, hey.
Hey.
What's up?
And then happy ending. They're on, like, a piece of the boat, and they're paddling into shore.
Yeah, they're on a piece of the boat, like, with a barrel, like, with two barrels on the side, like, paddling yeah. into shore. That's the end of the movie.
That's the
end. There's not, like, a wrap-up sequence or anything like that.
Which I kind of like because I don't – do you remember The Perfect Storm?
Yeah.
So A Perfect Storm, it should have just ended with the sinking of the boat. Like, it should have just ended. And no, what do? They show the family crying, and then they show this person looking off at the sea. And it's like, are you just trying to make me cry harder? Like, I don't know what you're trying to do. There's like an extra 15 minutes of just like everyone being sad.
Of bullshit.
Yeah,
I mean, they could have just ended it.
They could have just ended it, and then you would have been like, whoa.
Yeah, like, they end the film with them going into shore, and they're kind of, like, bullshitting. Like, as they're going into shore.
And then, it's, yeah, I thought, I don't know.
There are three more sequels to Jaws.
I kind of remember seeing the second one.
I remember seeing the second one, because it's, like,
I think it's, like, gorier. There's, like, more dead bodies floating around. What?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the sequel now.
Well, I don't know.
Whatever.
Whatever.
So that was Jaws.
Maybe we'll do the sequel at some point.
I highly recommend this film.
I know you do.
Oh, my God.
I do, too.
It's so good.
And it's, like, scary, but it's not super gory. And the gore is, like, kind of fake looking. Yeah. I mean, comparative to today's standards.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. Scariest movie
ever. I don't think I know. It's not my scariest, but I'm not really afraid of sharks.
Yeah.
Or being.
I think I just have a fear of like open water, like deep water, that I can't see the bottom of it, which is super hilarious because I wanted to be a mermaid. Like I wanted to like have like a mermaid tail and be a professional mermaid for a living and do like underwater shoots and stuff, but no thank you.
I'm afraid when I can see the bottom.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like that. Like when I'm canoeing and I can see stumps and stuff, no thank you. That freaks me out.
We're totally opposite. I would rather want to see than
rather
not.
Want? Is that
how you I don't say know. That?
Anyway.
Probably not. But yeah, so that was Jaws.
It's rentable on Amazon, and I think that's the only place
I found
it.
For $3.99.
Yeah, and I think YouTube, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Thank you.
What?
For doing that, because we need to start doing that.
Yeah, I was all ready to rent it for $3.99, and then I'm like, maybe I should look at my DVDs, and there it was.
So, I know we're kind of like doing meandering. A little longer, but I did that too. Like I packaged up a lot of my old DVDs and then I went through them and I had like 30 Days of Night and like all of these 20
Days Later,
movies.
I think you told me. Well, I'm glad now that I have a DVD collection still and I didn't get rid of all of them because a lot of these I would have had to pay for otherwise.
Right. Like what I'm doing.
The next one that we do, which I'm not going to say what it is because I know you're going to like post it and all that.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was, you have to rent that one too.
You do have to rent that one, but
HBO Max.
Yeah.
It's on HBO Max.
Yeah, this one is a 4th of July one, so it'll be coming out around 4th of July. We record earlier. And then the one after that
is also 4th of July themed.
So, we hope you liked this one. if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're up to, follow us on Instagram /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. And then we also have a Facebook page that's just /your movie review.
About that yet.
The Facebook page?
Yeah.
No, because we just did it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So Facebook page, like I said, /your movie review. We'll post essentially the same shit on that one as we do the Instagram.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just another platform to like get out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Social medias.
You got to do it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
All right.
I don't even do any of it.
That's okay. Well, we hope you guys have a great night.
Yeah.
Be careful swimming if you're around the ocean or live in an ocean-bearing town.
Ocean-bearing. Wow.
Whatever.
You're on a roll.
I'm done.
Is that spicy ginger stuff you're drinking?
It's not. I don't drink, so.
No, I know. It's that something about the spicy gingers.
It's got to be something.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. All right, everybody. What am I saying?
Ugh.
Let's just end this.
Okay, bye.
Bye.